أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة إمام الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حدم الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We praise Allah ta'ala for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us of the ummah of Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is simple and easy, perfect and complete. From this platform so far we have been discussing about the specialities of the ummah of Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I intend doing in this session is to go through the specialities of the ummah of Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you get an overall picture of the specialities of you and me. And many of them we have already discussed in detail. Concerning the ummah of Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are the best of ummah, we are the khair of ummah, that means we are the best of nations. We are the best of nations, and the reason being that we enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. Previously, this responsibility of enjoining what is good and this responsibility of forbidding what is evil was a privilege and the responsibility of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And our speciality is that we have got the duty of the Anbiya alayhi salam, we also do. The responsibility of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, we also do. What is that? We enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. So because of this feature or this activity and this action of ours, and unfortunately many of us do not enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. This does not necessarily mean that you have to now link up to the Tabligh Jamaat to enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. That is done on an official platform, in an organized manner, in a manner that is approved and sanctioned. But every individual, male and female, young and old, we can enjoin what is good, forbid what is evil. And this is very simple. Those who are under us, that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that on the day of judgment we are going to be accountable for those under us. Like how the shepherd is accountable for his flock, how the shepherd is accountable for the flock, we are going to be accountable for those who are under us. The husband is going to be accountable for his wife and children, and the wife is going to be accountable for her maintenance of piety, righteousness, chastity, dignity, and how she cared for her husband's wealth, where she spent it. So that means every person has got someone under them. When you and I have got someone under us, then it is very easy to enjoy what is good, forbid what is evil. Another speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that if we enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil and do this 10% of what Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in did. How many percent? 10%. Then we will get salvation. Can you imagine? That leads to another speciality, that this deed of ours is easy. This deed of ours is easy. It is not difficult. If you have to list. When you go home today, then you list what you do and you say this is Islamic. What you do and you think that this is part of deen. And what you do, your family does, your wife does, your in-laws do, your relatives do, you list it, put it on a piece of paper. All the activities that you will do, and then look at it carefully and see that, is this part of deen that I'm doing? Respected elders, look with a critical eye. Look with an objective. You will find that more than half of the activities that you and I are doing are not proven anyway in the Sharia. But because our forefathers were doing it, we are doing it. Because the people God by were doing it, we are doing it. Because so and so is doing it, we are doing it. Unfortunately, then we have become followers without question. Respected elders, that is why that list that I'm telling you to draw, your hair will stand, that you'll realize half the things you are doing there is not substantiated from the Quran, the Sunnah, the Sahaba. They will do all those things, and we do it. So, speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we are the last Ummat. There is no Ummat coming after us. We are the Ummat having the last Nabi, the last Rasul. There is no new Nabi coming after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no new Rasul coming after beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when he comes, he will come, but he was already a Nabi. So he is coming not as a Nabi, but as a Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are that Ummat that we had such a Nabi that his awe transversed 1 month ahead. Meaning that when people came to know that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming, then 1 month away people will now begin to feel the effects that he is coming. Who? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially this was upon his enemies. They realized that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming, and because of that they should grow restless. We are that Ummah to be interceded on the day of judgment first. In the plains of judgment, on the day of judgment, on the day of accountability, where everything is going to be tense and the sun is going to be lowered, people are going to be swimming in their sweat. Each person is going to swim in the sweat according to his sins. It is stated in the hadith that a person will be standing there and the sun 1 day's length away, the heat. A person is going to be sweating because of his sins. Some will be to the level of their ankles. Some will be to the level of their chins. Some to the level of their knees according to their sin. Some to the level of their waist. Some to the level of their chest. And some drowning. Each individual, each person will be there standing, sweating because of the sins perpetrated by that person, and accountability will be taking place thereafter. Due to the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our judgment, our accountability, our turn will come first to be judged, to be accounted. And it is stated, speciality of us, that we are that Ummat that will go into Jannah first. That special Ummat that going to go to Jannah first, accountability first, last Ummat, and we are going to go into Jannah first. We are that Ummat that's going to be given, inshallah, the book of deeds on our right hand. You get the book of deeds on the right hand, then you know you are successful. How fortunate we will be to get our kitab from a writer. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him that how will you recognize your ummah on the day of judgment? Because literally they are going to be millions there. From the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam right up to the last man on the surface of the earth, everybody is going to be there, and sorting out is going to take place. Those who believed in Allah and those who did not believe in Allah, and those who did not believe in Allah, they will be sent headlong, dragged away to Jahannam. Those others will be left. And now we will be there. The other ummatis will be there, of the other Anbiya alayhi salam. But how we will be able to get differentiated? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that my ummah I will recognize because of the effects of wuzu. Because of the effects of wuzu, the faces of my ummah will shine, their hands of my ummah will shine, and the feet of my ummatis will shine. Three places we will be shining, inshallah, to be recognized by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four, to be blessed with his intercession. Other ummahs will not have the speciality that we have got. The respected elders, we, the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are fortunate that we are going to have this. We are that ummah that we have been given ruku in salat. We are that ummah that we have been given isha in salat. We are that ummah that we got witr in Ramadan and outside Ramadan. We are that ummah that has been given witr with jamaat in Ramadan to perform. We are that ummah that has been given tarawih to perform in jamaat in Ramadan. We are that ummah, respected elders, that we are privileged to say ameen to each other's duas. Previously, it is recorded in Quran Kareem that when Hazrat Harun, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua, Hazrat Harun said Ameen. One Nabi made dua and another Nabi made Ameen. Our Ummah, any Ummati makes dua, another Ummati can say Ameen. We are that Ummah that we are blessed to say Rabbana lakal hamd in salah. Sami Allah liman hamida. We are that ummah that we are able to say la hawla wa la quwata. We are that ummah blessed to these special du'as, respected elders. But we should appreciate that we are from that ummah that is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy is being poured upon us. We are that ummah that will not be entirely destroyed by famine. We are that ummah that will entirely not be destroyed by falsehood. We are that ummah that will not be destroyed entirely by drought. We are that ummah that will not entirely be destroyed by floods and rain. We are that ummah that if affected by drought, by epidemics, by rain, by cyclone, by earthquake, that it is not necessarily by way of punishment. It is not necessary by way of punishment. Read in the Quran Kareem, story after story, incident after incident, event after event of the Anbiya alayhi salam. 25 Anbiya alayhi salam are mentioned in Quran Kareem. Read their stories. And you will notice that when they disobeyed their Anbiya alayhi salam, whether it be Nuh, whether it be Lut, whether it be Saleh, whether it be Ibrahim alayhi salam, whichever Nabi preached to them, propagated to them, and their ummah did not listen, then Allah Ta'ala brought the azab of them. Allah brought the azab by way of earthquake. Allah brought the azab by way of rain. Allah brought the azab by turning the cities upside down. Allah brought their azab by rainstorm. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brought the azab by lightning, thunder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the azab by loud blast of sound and screaming and shouting. So various punishments, floods came. Respected elders, but for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no punishment in that way. No universal punishment in that way. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, We are so special because we are an international ummah. We have got a universal Nabi. Every other Nabi, if you look at it, every other Nabi, study, a Nabi came for a tribe, a Nabi came for a family, a Nabi came for a region, a Nabi came for a territory, a Nabi came for a province, a Nabi came for a continent, a Nabi came for a specific demarcated area. No Nabi besides Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as rahmatul lil alameen for the entire alam. We are that nation which has got the responsibility, just like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for the entire universe. The ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a universal responsibility. Deen of Islam has got collective behavior pattern. Understand this. Deen of Islam, when we look at it, then it does not promote individual behavior or reformation. Deen of Islam, when you look, we are that ummah blessed with Salah and Salatul Jama'ah. We are that ummah blessed with Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha. We are that ummah blessed with Jihad. And we are blessed, that ummah, that when we make dua, Malaika say Ameen, time of Sari, time of Iftari. Generally, when we make dua, Malaika make dua and say Ameen with us. If you look at our ibadat, see our Salah, an important scholar of Islam, when they discuss about ibadat, they say ibadat, salat is the most important. Because when you look at salat, it has got the quality of fasting in it. It has got the quality of zakat in it. It has got the quality of hajj in it. Therefore they say that this is the afzalul ibadat. This is the most superior ibadat, salat. And what salat you must make every endeavor to make it with Jama'ah. So what? Collective nature. So we get Salah with Jama'ah, then we get Jum'ah Salah, and then you get the Hajj and the Salahs there. Then you get Eid, bigger Salah. Everything is moving towards collectiveness. When we look, you have to make dua, not individual for yourself only, but you make dua for the entire mankind. It is not, Islam does not promote the concept of me, I, my shadow, my family. No, no. Selfishness Islam has taken away. Egoism Islam has come to destroy. Islam has come to promote collectiveness. That when a person thinks, he must think about not only himself, but he must think about the whole universe. Why? Because you've got a universal Nabi. We are ummati of a universal Nabi. So our concern should be universal in nature. Our fikr, our thought, our pattern of living should be universal in nature. Our charity should be universal. Our dua universal. Our concern universal. Why? Because our Nabi is universal. Our Nabi never come for an area, or for a people, or for the Arabs, or only for the Persians. No, for everybody he has come. Therefore, enjoining what is good, forbidding what is evil, has also been to be done to everybody. So respected elders, just like the Malaika, they stand in rows. Malaika, when they make ibadat, they stand in rows. And how fortunate we are that Malaika, some of them are standing, all the time standing and praising Allah Jalla Majdahu. Malaika, some of them are in ruku, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them in sujda, praising Allah ta'ala. Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are sometimes standing, sometimes in ruku, sometimes in sujood. Everything which Malaika are doing, we are doing. How fortunate we are, respected elders, that Malaika, above the Kaaba, there is a prototype of the Kaaba, which is called Baytul Ma'mur. of Baytul Izzah. And Malaika make tawaf of that. At any given time, 70,000 Malaika make tawaf of it. But their tawaf is one off. When they have completed the tawaf, they are not given a second chance. They are not given a second opportunity. Ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, we make tawaf upon tawaf, umrah upon umrah, hajj upon hajj. Respected elders, previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they made hajj. It is proven that they went for hajj. Some ulama have written that every Nabi went for hajj. They have even stated, every Nabi went to Arafat. But from that they conclude it was obligatory upon the previous Anbiya alayhi salam to make hajj, but not upon their ummats. Speciality of ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that upon the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hajj is for us. We have got the speciality. And fortunately that we can go umrah after umrah, hajj after hajj. Respected elders, that we are so fortunate that we do not have to go to any person and tell him, you make dua for me. Every ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just has to lift up his hands. He is Muslim, he is powerful enough, he can raise his hands and cry before Allah Ta'ala and he will be forgiven. You do not have to go to this Mawlana, that Sheikh, or that Peer, or that Hazrat. You, every Muslim can raise the hand and make dua to Allah. Allah will forgive. So respected elders, previous ummah, when they sinned, it was written on their doors, etc., what sin they committed. Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no such thing. Previous ummah, respected elders, when they impurity fell on their clothing or their body, they had to tear their clothing away and rip off their skin. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we wash. Ghusl is speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wuzu is speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting, Ramzan, Tilawat of Quran, speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate we are. Giving in estate. In your estate, you are allowed one third. You can do whatever you want to with it. This is speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously, they were not allowed to do that. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you look at your whole estate, one third you can do whatever you want to. How this is possible? That we are from Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously, the other Ummats, when they thought of a sin, when they thought of a sin, it was recorded a sin. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking of sin, forget thinking of sin, that even in salat, sin is thought of. When you have a thought, this thought comes and it goes away. Previous ummats, they were accountable for that. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not accountable for that. Then you have a thought that comes, evil thought, and it stays in the mind and you keep playing with it and you keep developing it. It is a now, respected elders, previous ummah, they were accountable and classified sin. As soon as ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes his general istighfar, it's no more sin. The person thinks of the sin, he develops the sin, and then he enacts the sin, then it is recorded as a sin. And when after he enacts the sin, he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. This ummah is blessed with the concept of compiling of hadith, of ilm, respect for ulama, having every 100 years a reformer coming. This ummah is blessed with pious personalities, time and time and again. And this ummah, at any given time, I do not have time for details, but at any given time, we can say in which part of the world how many saints are available, and what are their categories, and what are their stages, and how the dua proceedings, who makes dua and when it is accepted. And this ummah's speciality, that we will be a group of ulama who see that no contamination of deen will take place. The deen will constantly be safe from kufr, shirk, bidat, alteration, subtraction, addition. Respected elders, and this ummah will never ever unite upon wrong and haram and falsehood. Our responsibility, respected elders, that we should realize how valuable we are, how important we are, how significant we are. And minimum, respected elders, let us make firm resolution that we look like a Muslim, and we behave like a Muslim, we transact like a Muslim, and most important, for immediate reformation, we make our salah regularly. We will come to salah with jama'ah regularly. Make this firm resolution, respected elders, that at home too, the woman folk would dress in hijab, would dress properly, and would start making their salat regularly. Sooner or later, you and I are going to die, and we are going to be alone in the grave. No one is going to help us, respected elders. Then, what are you going to do? It's too late then. While there is blood flowing in us, we've got life and soul, let us do something. And the best thing we can do for ourselves, change, reform, become better Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to practice upon the deen. I had intention of reading the list, but got diverted. But inshallah, we should make dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us ability to practice upon this deen. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.